I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. On the Sunday portion of our Star Wars Celebration pregame show, Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained discuss how different Star Wars will seem after we get a sneak peek of The Mandalorian, the return of the Clone Wars, and we anticipate Alex's encounter with Donald Faison. This is Steel Wars Episode 202.3, Star Wars Celebration Sunday pregame show. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week we talk to someone of interest about it. And this week we are going through, this is part four, I think. Yes, it is. It is definitely part four. I can confirm this rumor. Screen Rant got it right. This is part four of our Star Wars Celebration form guide preview with Alex and Molly Damon from Star Wars Explained. How you doing, guys?
Hey, hey.
Great.
And we are doing Sunday. Are you guys, you know, you're living this in advance. You've just had a big virtual night celebrating or commiserating one of your wins or losses.
Uh-huh.
In a virtual sense, how are you feeling about tackling Sunday's vibe?
I mean, The Mandalorian might be my second most, like, wanted panel to go to. So I did say before that I'm going into this assuming that I'm not going to get into anything, but I hope I get into The Mandalorian because I'm so curious about it.
I feel the same way. Win or lose, on Saturday night, I'm going to be, like, my spirits will be lifted from a loss or lifted even higher from a win thanks to The Mandalorian. So I'm not worried either way about Sunday. I think I'm probably just going to be relieved that Saturday is over.
Yeah.
We'll see. Mandalorian, definitely one of the high points of the week. I would put it down as my third most wanted panel to go see. But in a Star Wars scope, it could be the most, it could have the biggest effect on Star Wars. We've never seen a Star Wars television show, how it looks, how it smells, how it tastes.
Yeah.
And Jon Favreau will be there handing out Mandalorian hors d'oeuvres on the celebration stage, 11 a.m., Sunday, April 14th. There's this guy on Twitter. And what is he? I don't know if you guys, he's the Star Wars trailer guy or is he just called Trailer Dude? But he's the dude that does the Clone Wars trailers. Like, he works with Dave Filoni. And he tweeted out a bit of sizzle for this panel. Which, like, I don't want to just jump to conclusions. But that, to me, says Mandalorian trailer. Which is a mind-bending thought that we're going to get a sample of Star Wars live-action television.
Yeah. I think that is definitely possible. I'm hoping.
I agree. I think that it's very likely that we'll get a trailer for... I think there's going to be a trailer for, like, every major thing that they talk about here.
I don't think we'll get, like, a full episode or anything, but definitely a trailer and hopefully some more, like you said, information about Disney Plus, whether or not it's going to be all dumped on us at once to binge watch, or if it's going to be released weekly. Yeah, I'm excited to hear all the details.
Now, when you mention how it's going to be rolled out on Disney Plus, on the day one, on the Thursday episode, I said if they did the mural in like release order, I would be on the ground itching myself. If Disney Plus like did like a, you know, release them all at once, a binge type scenario, I would sour.
I hope they don't do that.
Well, it doesn't even make sense as a like financially for them. Like, spread it out. Get, you know, get 3 months of subscription out of me. And then there's the month where I forget to unsubscribe. And then the month
then
after
Cassian
that.
Cassian will be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know how to get money from me, Bobby I. and that's how you do it. But I have to think that they understand how the Star Wars fandom works. And, you know, we like to, as much as we'd love to see it all, but, you know, an episode of something comes out, you know, we tweet about it, we make podcasts about it, and then the next episode, like, do you know what I mean? We like to have all that content between. And, you know, like Stranger Things, which is a show I loved, but I never listened to a Stranger Things podcast, whereas with Lost, I was obsessed. But because it was, like, when it come down to it, am I going to listen to a Stranger Things podcast or watch a new episode? Like, I'm going to watch a new episode. I do not have that type of self-control, and I resent anyone that does.
Yeah, I agree that I think that they're going to want the podcasts and the blogs and the YouTube channels to be talking it up week after week.
Yeah.
And that there will be like a season finale instead of just like, I don't know, would we review every episode individually or just the season? Like,
I mean,
they dumped it all.
It sounds like this is going to be like Game of Thrones level production value.
I hope. So yeah, I would rather we weekly review episodes instead of watch it all and then review the entire season. That just doesn't sound as much fun to me.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I just, like, I've, like, do you know what I mean? I'm very excited for the panel, the episode 9 panel. But I've seen a Star Wars film before. I've seen a sequel trilogy film before. I've never seen a Star Wars TV show that didn't have a lot of variety segments and was essentially pretty embarrassing. Apart from that, this is the dream to have Star Wars on television like this, and like to just not know anything, just to have one official image is, and then we're going to see footage. Woo! Yes. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Now,
hopefully they get to a point where it's like they finish The Mandalorian season 4 and then Cassian season 3 starts the week after, and then that there's just like a...
You want an overlap?
No, I want it to be just a continuous stream of weekly Star Wars television.
Well, yeah, I mean, content-wise, that'd be great for us.
Yeah, I just milk me. I'm here. Do you know what I mean? I'm what is that animal called? What's the animal that
the Thalas Iron?
Thank you. I knew it was Thalas. Yeah, I thought that was right, but I thought I was going to mispronounce it. But then I realized who I was talking to, and then I could turn it into a trivia question. And the other big one for Sunday, and Like, I like the panel. Like, I like the, you know, the lottery system and that. I think this one's a bit unfair that the Clone Wars panel is in the same room afterwards and people can stay in. I kind of, just for fairness, would have thought it would be fairer. And I'm not sure of the logistics, but if they didn't, a lottery, because people are sort of, they like, I'm not a Clone Wars person. Like I can't wait for it to come back, but I'm not like, you know, like no Clone Wars characters in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's people that's their Star Wars, and it's kind of a bit odd that they're hoping they get a Mandalorian lottery win so they can see a different panel. Which panel would you rather go to out of those two, by the way?
Is the Clone Wars panel right after
it's the Mandalorian? It's not right after, but I think it's like maybe an hour and a half later. But
I think I have it on our schedule at 3:30, so the Mandalorian should be over at like noon.
Yeah, but you can wait in the room.
So you can just sit there for 3 hours?
Yeah, they don't clear the room afterwards. Huh. After the first panel of the day, they don't clear the room.
Huh. Okay. I mean, my Donald Faison autograph and photo is like right before the Clone Wars panel. So I don't think I'm going to be getting into the room for that one. I think I'll have to watch that streamed somewhere else. So the Mandalorian, I mean, either way, I would choose the Mandalorian over the Clone Wars. I'm also really excited for season 7, but I want to see the new stuff.
Yeah, but they may show the first episode.
We'll see if my theory is correct. It'll just be an episode we've already seen, but finished. Like, I think they're going to show a completed story reel, maybe. But it's a story that I've probably already seen. And I can catch up on that news later.
Yeah.
I can watch, even if they show a brand new episode, I'll get to see it someday. I can only meet Donald Faison.
That's true.
Once.
This is my one shot at Faison.
I got one shot.
On the way down, like walking towards the hallway, you're going to put the targeting computer behind you and just trust yourself, because this is your one shot at Faison. Have you got any other highlights on Sunday, Molly?
Not sure. I don't see anything else. Oh, Collider Jedi Council is on Sunday at 2. So we might try to go to that.
We have some friends doing the Star Wars Representation Matters panel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then Black
Series. Exit 1.
Black Series Rebels has a thing, but like way later that night, I think.
Oh, are they doing a thing where everyone that's got that Luminous Beings t-shirt is going to get together for a big group photo?
Yep. They are like destroying it with the meetups and the swag, and I need to take some notes from them. We got some pins and some stickers.
We need to just take one of their meetups and be like, we'll be there too.
Well, you know. Yeah, it's all about back scratching, you guys, you know, getting a bump. There's a Star Wars.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Minutes live podcast on the podcast stage at 12 p.m. I think I'll be trying to swing past this one. It's hard looking. The format I've got the guide on, it's got all the autograph things as well. So it is so hard to find things that aren't autograph signing opportunities, because there is a lot of them. Oh, I've just found a little gem here. The man who shot Luke Skywalker presenting the Kenner images everyone grew up with. It hasn't got his name, but it's the guy that took all the Kenner like toy photos for all the boxes and the promo shots. He's got a panel. That's 130 on the collector's stage. So those photos mean a lot to me. Another cool panel, which this is the sort of thing I think I was talking about on yesterday's episode, by getting these autograph guests to do panels in conversation with Alan Tudyk. So he's going to be talking about all his time doing K2SO.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
And maybe he'll be coming back for the Cassian show. Who knows?
Yeah.
That would be a pretty sweet reveal. And that is hosted by Warwick Davis. So it'd be so rad if at the end of it he did get to announce that he was in the show as well. Like that would that'd be such a cool treat for the people that go to that panel.
Yeah.
I hope they do cool stuff like this. Oh, this is Ace. At 2:00 in the speed dating room, there's speed dating with a queer focus.
Oh. Where'd he go?
That is so cool. So many. Oh, okay. Here we go. I don't want to be a negative fan, you guys, but this is my thumbs down panel of the weekend. Sunday, April 14, 3 p.m. on the collector's stage, Star Wars Sports Collectibles.
So there is an audience for that football.
No, yes, buys.
That one football on the stage.
They're like, we finally have something to collect.
Yeah.
It says bobbleheads, jerseys.
Well, there are so many like Star Wars nights at baseball, hockey. Like a lot of places do things like that.
Very true. And they've got the marathon collectibles. Yeah, you can keep it. All right, you can keep your footballs and your other items, sport and paraphernalia. You guys weren't cool to me when I was little, so you get to play now, all right? I'm dealing with a lot of emotion here. 3 p.m. in photo booth A. Photo op with Donald Faison.
Yeah, that's on our spreadsheet.
There it is.
So what makes you decide between a photo and an autograph? Have you gone through this deciding approach, or was the answer simple?
The answer was simple. I did both.
Ah, tight. Can you get the photo done and then have that signed? Do they have that sort of ability?
I think the photo is first in this case. For my shot with Garrick Hagen in 2017, it was second. So no, I think it just depends on the order of things, because they'll sign whatever you bring them or like just pictures that they have. So I could get the photo and then have him sign that.
Yeah.
I want him to sign something for my friend who also loves Scrubs. So I got to figure out what that is going to be. But
his Funko?
Maybe.
Which we have.
Do you think you'll have Scrubs photos there?
I kind of hope there is an episode of Scrubs where they do like a little Star Wars
Lando
parody.
Calrissian.
Well, there's that. That's not what I was thinking of, but yeah, that there's that too, where Donald Faison's character is a huge Star Wars fan, but
and Billy Dee Williams is in the episode of Scrubs.
They have a fantasy where like Turk, Donald Faison's character, is dressed up like Han Solo. So I'm like, maybe he'll have that. 8x10 or something.
That would be cool.
I'd love to have that signed.
Ooh. Ooh. And have you guys got any other Sunday panels marked down?
Nope. Oh, wait, no. The Star Wars Minute podcast. They're on the podcast stage at noon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, you know, we've talked about a lot of panels.
Just want to shout them out again.
Yeah.
Want more content? Of course you do. So stick around after the end of episode announcements for a sampler of one of our latest Patreon Q&As, where I give my opinion on how the title for the episode 9 trailer should be announced and what price point I would hesitate on buying a Disney Plus subscription, and will Lando have the Where Home trailer moment at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. Just keep listening past the announcements and it's all there. Now, back to the show. This one, I think, could be amazing. A lot of these, I haven't really gone through the guide at all.
Yeah, I haven't gone through the full list yet.
But
I need to.
I am finding some great ones. This one on the collector's stage, Grail Stories, 4:30 p.m. Once upon a time, there was an unobtainable treasure. It was an item so incredibly rare or valuable that our hero could not even dream of adding it to his collection, or her. I'll just add that in. Then somehow a miracle occurred and he or her did. Gather around to hear the thrilling tales of your fellow collectors who have actually lived this story. We'll show you how sometimes the impossible becomes reality. I am up for hearing these stories of
that. Sounds cool.
That does sound fun.
Yeah,
because I remember just finding that Power of the Force 2 Princess Leia in my Kmart. That was one of the worst action figures of all time, and so incredibly insulting to the presence of Carrie Fisher on our
planet. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. But when that did appear in that Kmart, I was it glue in the lane, the aisle. Like I did almost push someone out of the way that wasn't even looking at Star Wars figures because I couldn't believe it. For some reason, and if someone knows the actual reason, get at me. I don't know if it was because the figure did look so bad. It was rumored that like Carrie Fisher wouldn't let it out or something like that. But it was so hard to find this figure. And
I remember.
Oh. And this one day it was there, and then I went to all the shops in my area and it was in everyone, and I had literally dreamt of finding it and my dream had become reality. And I want to hear stories like that, but for things that are actually worth lots of money now, because I don't believe that one is it. But that brings us to the end of Sunday. Alex and Molly, let the good people know where they can have Wars and Stars explained to them.
You can find our YouTube channel, just Star Wars Explained on YouTube, and the same for our Twitter and Instagram and Patreon and Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm at Molly Damon on Twitter.
I would be interested if people could take the Pepsi challenge with your plugs, and if we edited the plugs into separate files, people could guess what day this was, because this is the fourth time you've had to plug that.
Yeah, we're getting pretty good at it.
I've
been practicing it when we're not recording in between.
Well, I'll see you on tomorrow's episode as we wrap it up for Monday. Are you willing to stay over yet again and continue?
One more sleepover.
Just one more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, may that force be with you. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed our Sunday pre-game show for Star Wars Celebration. Of course, make sure you are subscribed on YouTube to Star Wars Explained, because they're going to have so many videos breaking down all this info that we're about to hit. I was thinking about it today. The info dump. 5 days, well, 4 days of very thick Star Wars info. Oof. I should point out that the Star Wars Celebration app is now up or re-upped. The Chicago version is now live on iOS, Apple, and on Google Play. Or is that where you get them from? But yeah, so that went up today. So check that out. And the other thing we didn't really talk about on the podcast is you can use your hyperspace lightning fast pass to book a spot in panels to make sure you don't walk 10 minutes or somewhere. I don't know how big this place is going to be to walk, but sometimes a walk through a convention can take half an hour. Yeah, you can reserve a spot. So you don't waste time going to something you're not going to get into, and you might be able to go to your second choice. So, yeah, if that works smoothly, that is going to make everyone's lives a lot sweeter, a lot less wasted time at Star Wars Celebration. So props to that. And I think for the lotteries, they've extended it till Monday. So make sure you've got yourself down for whatever panels you want to go to and whatever Celebration exclusives you want to check out as well. So that Celebration app would be a must download. And apparently free Wi-Fi from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They're sponsoring the free Wi-Fi. So if the Wi-Fi doesn't work, that's it. I'm not going to Disneyland, you guys. I am not going. I will still go. I will still go. But it's on. I'll be looking at them. I'm looking at you, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I want my Wi-Fi to work at Star Wars Celebration. If you're enjoying the show, please try to pod it forward. If you can, listen to word of mouth is the best way for an independent podcast such as ourselves to get the word out. If you want bonus content and want to support the podcast in a small financial way, for $3, you can join the Steel Wars Content Club on Patreon, and you get tons of bonus shows. I just had a look today, and including these shows that we've been doing, the preview shows with the bonus shows, we're on an episode of Steel Wars a week, a day for this month. Sure, we are only on the sixth day, but that's pretty good still. And I don't think I'll be able to do one a day, but I think by the end of the month, I can have one for every day. Because we'll do tons of little things in the After Dark things. So yeah, check out the Steel Wars Patreon, because this is going to be a good month. Although there's like 500, you know, previous episodes up, but for current content, for what's going on at nighttime, for our After Dark episodes at Star Wars Celebration, check out that on Patreon, and there's a link in the show notes. That's about it. Tomorrow we'll have our, I'm already sad about it, our wrap up for Monday, the final day of Star Wars Celebration. I'm sad about it ending, and I haven't even got there yet. So the Phantom Menace and all the other good stuff that is going on Monday. So, yeah, make sure you subscribed in your podcast feed of choice. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.